Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Debbie Dashinger, so excited, listeners, to have you here and to know that you're taking steps towards your dreams and to turn your goals into a reality. And that's why we created this show, to see what's possible in transformational conversations. A little bit later today, I've got Reverend Linda and Dr. Nick Martin, who are back on Dare to Dream Radio. And today, they're going to be talking about your lower ego power and its impact in relationships. So I'm excited to hear that. If you haven't yet gotten their books, you can go to their website, egoandspirit.info. They really are amazing books. And they really break down some of our behaviors or identities and what's going on behind it. And then the counterpart, which is actually the spiritual values, the spiritual voice or being of the all that is that also resides in us, that would speak in a different way or behave in a different way. Fascinating to look and see all the parts of where you're at in your life or other people as well. And as far as, let's just say I'm going to dare to talk about resilience and grief. It's not typically something I would talk about since I'm always talking about creating dreams. However, for some of us and for all of us at some point in our life, and perhaps many points in our life, we're going to lose friends, parents, family members, spouses, animals. So many things can occur, or even things that happen in our country or other countries we care deeply about, that causes really deep grief. So I bring it up because I'm witnessing a lot of it right now. I certainly have been through an interesting time myself since the end of February, and taking a lot of actionable steps to take care of myself and nurture myself. I've got a very dear friend from high school whose son was killed right before Mother's Day, very good boy, and just a tragedy to watch this family try to get back on their feet and weather all the grief. Another friend of mine who went on his 20-year anniversary, and his partner died, literally had a heart attack at a young age at the top of a mountain. And that was it for their 20th year anniversary in another state that they had flown to, and the grief that he is going through. And that is very recent. So I just want to address it because I think it's actually very prevalent, and it's something we don't talk about a lot. And we often, when we love people, don't know how to handle. So let's talk about how people, step by step, get back to life. C.S. Lewis wrote, "No one ever told me that grief felt so like fear." We can grow our own resilience. And in a sense, that's what we do. We wake up every day and we have another breath and another day to get through and make of what we intend to. Because resilience is like a muscle. It can be strengthened. So feelings will run their course as they will. And we are indeed, when we're going through something like this, vulnerable. And it is okay to be vulnerable because it's exactly authentically where you are. So I will take the case like my friend who lost his spouse. Experts say that after 6 months, more than half of those who lose a spouse are past the acute stage of mourning. And you know, in the beginning, that seems unimaginable. Sometimes getting through the day seems unimaginable. So we can avoid the three P's. Because people who have suffered devastating loss face a few common hurdles, the so-called three P's, that came out of a book by Martin Seligman, PhD. So let's go through that a little bit. One of the P's is personalization, the belief that we are at fault for what happened. But not everything that happens is because of us. If it happens to us, it doesn't mean it's because of us. As they say in metaphysics, sometimes it's just a cigar. The next P is pervasiveness. Pervasiveness. We did personalization, not all about us, and pervasiveness is thinking that a traumatic event will color everything always. And notice, maybe instead, that not everything was terrible. So there are ways in every day that we can find what might be good, even if it's a little thing that we can hold on to, that it is good. Maybe we have financial resources. Maybe we have a wide circle of support. Maybe we have a job we love. Maybe we're getting back to routines that help remind us and pull us into the present. So these are just pieces where we can momentarily forget our grief moments at a time. And the third P is permanence, for months. For months, some people can feel a crushing despair, and that may be a lifelong condition because it is happening now. There's a rabbi who actually advised, lean into the suck. Lean into the suck and just expect it for today to be awful. So you can take cry breaks when you need them. You can stop fighting those moments, and when you stop fighting, and instead accept, they pass more quickly. And then the fog of intense pain can actually lift now and then. So dealing with grief is actually like building physical endurance, and you discover strength you didn't know you had. What else can we do? Well, aside from those three P's of personalization, pervasiveness, and permanence, you can tell others what you need. So even when you're in the midst of deep pain, sometimes let yourself just talk about it. Pick up the phone, make that call, or let someone know what you need. Some people will ask you, how are you doing today? And they're aware that you're struggling to get through every day. And they are in that moment acknowledging what you're going through. They can't make it go away, but they can say, I see it. I see you. I see it. I know. You can follow the platinum rule, treat others as you want to be treated, because when somebody is suffering, we need to up our game and follow the platinum rule, treat others as they want to be treated. Take your cues from the person who's in grief or distress and respond with understanding and thoughtful action. And next, I just suggest let yourself off the hook. Turning feelings into words helps us process and overcome adversity. It can be difficult when you're in recovery from something so overwhelming and having so many regrets and so much sadness. So remember, you could journal as part of that. There are ways you can get through. The philosopher Soren Kierkegaard wrote that life can only be understood backward, but it must be lived forward. So begin writing down things. A traumatic experience, let's just say it like it is. It's a seismic event. It shakes our belief in a just world, robbing us of the sense that life is controllable, predictable, and meaningful. And we can be especially moved by these words from Viktor Frankl. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Yes, it is absolutely necessary to rebound after tragedy, but perhaps we can expect more. People who suffer can bounce forward. This is what you can want for yourself. So find a greater appreciation for what maybe you used to take for granted, family, friends, simply being alive. Tragedy can lead us to develop new and deeper relationships and to find greater meaning. The death of oneself can free us to imagine a new one. So when somebody you know, you love, you care about is suffering, up your game, follow the platinum rule, and treat others as they want to be treated. Back on the show today, we've got Linda and Nick Martin. Reverend Dr. Linda is a metaphysician, certified Reiki master teacher, spiritual healer, color sound practitioner, and spiritual medium. She is the founder of Dove of Light Healing Ministry and offers workshops as well as individual healing and counseling sessions. Dr. Nicholas is a licensed psychologist, social worker and certified school psychologist who has worked in clinical, university, public school, and private practice settings as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant for 30 years. You've heard them before on the show. They are back. For more, you can go to egoandspirit.info. Linda and Nick, welcome to Dare to Dream. Welcome back.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you so much for having us. We're delighted to be here.
Hi, Debbie. Good to hear from you again.
Thank you. And we are going to be talking about how the lower ego power is damaging our relationships. Okay, ego. I looked it up for our show, and the dictionary meaning of ego is, noun, a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance, such as a boost to my ego. In psychoanalysis, the part of the mind that mediates between the conscious and the unconscious and is responsible for reality testing and a sense of personal identity. And philosophy, as in metaphysics, ego is a conscious thinking subject. So weigh in, Linda and Nick, what do you mean by lower ego power, lower ego power?
Well, first and foremost, in regards to the definition of ego, the one that we are working with and what has been shaped by the 30-plus years of working with people is the idea that actually ego is an energy. It's a human energy that is at work within our lives that often has an impact upon our ego mind or our ego space, the things that we think, the feelings or the attitudes, the beliefs, and all the things that shape our what's going on in our mind, and then ultimately have an impact upon our ego self or the personality we manifest in the world we live in, be it within relationships, which is what we'll be probably talking about today, but also in how we deal with life in other places, change, stress, conflict, adversity. And so this notion of it being an energy is something that we think is new in terms of understanding what's really at work. We see that the other attempts to describe it really haven't been something that people, the layperson that is, who I think it's most importantly needs to understand it, to help them understand what their ego is and what their ego energy is and how it's living, it's being lived by them, as we talk about in some of the roles that people live. And I would add that this energy has three major components that we discuss thoroughly across the three books, because each of the nature of the energy has an impact upon who you are. The energy being the power of the energy, which we'll talk a little bit about today, the flexibility of the energy, and the vulnerability of the energy. It is the combination of those three that form the ego energy or the human energy that we bring into life and that helps us to do the things that or not do things in our life, to live the great life, to dare to dream and live that great life or not, as may often occur.
And Linda, then, let me ask you, because the reference there was negatively impacting relationships. So how does the lower ego power negatively impact relationships?
Well, if we don't understand who we are as a human being, which is what the ego energy is, then this energy will lead us in ways that, you know, we're unconscious as to how it is leading us. And so the lower ego power is an energy that may cause people to feel unworthy. You know, maybe they don't feel that they deserve the best. And this is an energy that you may see in someone who's settling in a relationship, you know, instead of knowing that maybe, you know, if they really want a relationship, maybe they could assist themselves in raising their own awareness and their own vibration of who they are to find someone that would match them and help them to feel, you know, a little bit, you know, more balanced in the relationship. So a lower ego power energy is an energy that kind of leads us in ways of that, you know, we're not worthy or deserving of having the best.
I guess I would add a lot of the ways that the lower ego power is manifested in speaking to your listeners or listeners who may know other people who are living lower ego power. These persons may tend to be more passive in relationships rather than assertive. They may tend to be more dependent or as opposed to being independent or interdependent in a relationship. They often want the partner to lead them, to sort of guide them, and they can act more or less as the follower. They often have a lack of trust in themselves within the relationship or lack self-confidence. These are the types of people who can often be in a position to be exploited, manipulated, taken advantage of in relationships. One of the things we talk about in our work is the tools that build relationships, to grow relationships, whether they are with our partner, our children, our friends, our family, our siblings, and so on, or communication, compromise, compassion, and creativity. When people are experiencing lower ego power, they often experience one-way communication where they are restricting themselves to listening to their partner rather than expressing their own thoughts or ideas or choices within the relationship. When it comes to compromise, they have a difficult time asserting their right to have their needs met within decisions that are going to take place within the relationship. The lower ego power energy acts as if they don't have permission and they don't give themselves permission to be a part of the relationship. They sort of do the following, as I said earlier, rather than leading. When it comes to compassion, they don't expect to receive compassion from others or feel they even deserve it. And also, when it comes to creating within the relationship, in order to help move the relationship forward and actually keep it young and vibrant, even as it matures, they don't give themselves the permission to create in the different ways that take the relationship beyond where it presently is. And so it can either remain static or it's being overly guided by their partner in the relationship.
I have to imagine hearing you talk specifically about these four: communication, creativity, compromise, and compassion, that the both of you have been married to each other for many decades. And you must utilize this in order to have the success and the consistency that you have. Are these tools that you use to build and grow your relationship?
Absolutely. I think that one of the things that we have an advantage is we can see if we were not doing it. We could see that if it's just been one-way communication as opposed to two-way, if we are not giving or receiving the necessary compassion to each other, if we aren't creating jointly in what we choose to do with different parts of our lives, and being able to compromise in places that are meeting the needs of both persons. So I think the advantage is, and it comes easier when your ego energy is in a balanced place. When your ego energy is, last time we were on, we talked about higher ego power, or when it's in lower ego power, all those kinds of tools are weakened. They tend not to be used as well. And one of the things I used to share with my students in grad or at school was that 80% of marriages end up not being the fruition of what people wanted them to be. And part of that, or a big part of that, is because those tools are often not able to be fully utilized to make sure that the relationship is, again, young and vibrant, even as it matures, even as you go through 30 to 40 to 50 years of the relationship. Those tools make it young. They make it vibrant. They make it fun. They make it exciting. But that stops if you're not using those tools. And that's why we make a big emphasis in our work on the nature of this energy, because we can see when it is weak and when the power is an issue or the vulnerability is an issue or when inflexibility is a part of the relationship. Mm-hmm. Those tools are not at a person's disposal. And as a result, nothing, you know, it doesn't get better.
Wow. This is such a great conversation for people who are deeply impacted by relationships or desire and not having the fulfillment they prefer. And just to reiterate some of what Linda and Nick just said, it's often the lower ego causes somebody to settle in a relationship, settle for something that maybe their higher self wouldn't necessarily align them with, feeling not worthy or deserving of having the best relationship, being passive, dependent in the relationship, wanting the partner to lead and they follow, a lack of self-trust and confidence, and rather that to use these tools they talked about, instead create something young and vibrant no matter how many years. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear more about the lower ego power and how they can hear the voice, each of us, of the ego, and what we might hear regarding relationships. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Get your free Dare to Dream radio mobile app from iTunes. The app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. You can also join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV, as well as Twitter, my name, Debbie Dashinger, D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. We'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and international bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks. By Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dashinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness. True. I love my life.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and my guests are Drs. Linda and Nick Martin, and they've written a trilogy of books, including The Two Voices Within. So as promised, we're going to start with Nick and the lower ego person. If they could hear the voice of the ego, what would they hear regarding relationships?
Thanks, Debbie. This is an excerpt from our book, and it deals specifically with relationship-related areas. And what ego is actually metaphorically, figuratively saying to that person that they need to begin to hear more. So here is ego's voice. You are to avoid the use of power and have learned that power will be harmful to you if you attempt to use it in your life. Lessons you have learned well. It is safer for this power to reside in the hands of others. They can keep you safer than you can, help you to survive better than you can, and better know the thoughts, words, and deeds that can protect you. You must listen to them, not yourself. You must respect the power of others more than your own. It is within your powerlessness that you are most empowered. It is within your powerlessness that you are safest and can best survive. It is within the absence of your power that you must submit, follow, or know less than others. You must also know that listening to others is more important than listening to yourself. Listening to others, thinking what they think, and doing what they do is the means to your strength. You do not know better or more than they do. Their way is right and doesn't need to be challenged or changed. Yours does. You must mistreat yourself when necessary, knowing that you are less worthy than others. Underestimate yourself. Insist on doing things the way that other people want them to be done, and lack confidence. Stay dependent upon those who are closest to you, be they your spouse, partner, or close friend. You cannot know as much as they do or influence them. Fail to communicate your thoughts. Always give in to their desires, and do not expect compassion from them. They need to do most of the thinking so you can be protected in their wisdom. You must become as much like your partner as possible in your approach to life so you can be a better person, your partner. Love others more than you can love yourself, knowing that you are less important and less significant than others. You feel safest when you are meeting the needs of others while neglecting your own. Loving others rather than loving yourself is the means to your daily survival, making you feel safe, protected, and able to survive. Expect less love from others and see yourself as less deserving of this love. In doing this, you are not taking the love that others want, so you can feel safe. By empowering others with your love, you can experience the power of feeling safe. However, your love is less significant as it is coming from you. For this reason, you know your love as less desirable for others, questioning its value for them and their need for you. That brings me to the end of the excerpt.
Wow. That,
and by
is
the way,
so powerful.
All of this is ego's attempt to actually help the person. It's actually, it seems like an odd, kind of crazy way to survive, but when the ego energy gets imbalanced, that's the direction it tends to go in. We get into more intensely human, less spiritual ways of coping with life, including relationships. And it may seem pathological, but it becomes consistent. It becomes familiar. It becomes predictable. It becomes normalized. And that's why people often become entrapped in particularly abusive or relationships, because the energy is what they're stuck in. And those messages that I just read are the kinds of things that are going on in their mind that they are not necessarily aware of, but need to become aware of.
Right. I understand that. I really do. And I also have a lot of compassion, because most of the abnormalities that we live with or the identities that we come from are really protection devices that we came up with for whatever experiences we had to get us through. Just comes to a point where there's probably a repeated experience that's really not working for us or benefiting us. And so I can hear very clearly this overall theme of less than, avoiding the use of power, putting power in the hands of others. We feel less important or significant than others. We're safer meeting the needs of others, or loving, giving a lot of love to others as opposed to ourselves or using our voice. What is the way or ways that the lower ego power person can heal this ego energy? How can that get transcended to the other side?
Sure. We talk about, well, two strategies. One involves the use of ego medicine. The other involves the use of spiritual tools that Linda can refer to. But the ego medicine includes coming to an understanding of this energy in ourselves, to see it more and more. It's like we need to shine light on it. We need to see those thoughts that the ego has helped us to develop and cultivate if we are living lower ego power. We need to work on developing what we call ego-related reality-based thinking, because a lot of the thinking that's going on in our ego space is really non-reality-based. It doesn't mean we're intelligent. It doesn't mean we're not intelligent. It doesn't mean we're crazy or anything. It's just that's what that energy does. It takes us to irrational, inaccurate places in the way we think, in our odd way of trying to cope and survive. It's about seeing more of that truth, more of that human truth in terms of what we're talking about ego. And if we don't, if it remains in the darkness of our being, if it remains in the shadows, we are not going to be able to deal with it as well as we need to. And so that's part of the process. I could say probably many, many more hours worth of stuff, but I would say it begins with beginning that understanding.
Okay. So then that's a nice stopgap or bridge to get to the other side. So then I'd ask Linda, the lower ego person, they're failing to hear from the voice of spirit within relationships. Mm-hmm. What can you offer from your book, Two Voices Within?
Right. I'd like for people to think of this as kind of a meditation, where as they hear the words that I will speak in a moment, that they allow these words to resonate within them and to just, you know, sit back, settle in, and focus on your breath and just feel the truth in these words and see how it feels within you. So, Spirit's voice. Many illusions have brought the disempowerment and suffering you have known in your distance from yourself, divine truth, and the divine gifts. You have made yourself unworthy of yourself, others, and God with questions of unworthiness that do not exist within the kingdom of heaven. You have made yourself unequal to your neighbors within comparisons of thought, word, and deed, which are unnecessary and irrelevant when you have entered the kingdom of heaven. The illusion of separation has led you to the suffering of loneliness and isolation when there can only be connection, oneness, and unity within the kingdom of heaven. The love God is exists within your endowment as well with all beings, a love that removes all fear, hopelessness, and helplessness, which are each a reflection of your suffering. God's love empowers you to be the love you are in meeting all earthly challenges. There is no need to rely upon others in this task. You must only do what you have already been empowered to do within your service to God and all beings. Being the love God is empowers all of your thoughts, words, and deeds. The love God is within other beings will also recognize and honor them. There is no need to honor faulty earthly judgment from yourself or others, which lies outside of the realm of the love God is. And the life God is holds fullness and fulfillment rather than the emptiness and discouragement you have known within your disempowerment. It is a life in which all of the possibilities that exist within and without can be recognized and realized. Your earthly disempowerment has brought blindness to the life that surrounds you, causing you to fail to recognize God's presence in all of life. Though God's presence is necessary for life to exist, this blindness has led you to fear much of what surrounds you. An ultimate fear, as fearing life is fearing God, when no such fear need exist. All that is good awaits you upon the removal of your illusions, which have only brought you suffering. Awakening to life is awakening to God. Finding the face of God in the works of all beings, seeing the good works in what you have done, and knowing that God is life. Without God, they could not be done. The energy God is, always was, is, and will be, and you are of that energy. However, it remains unknown to you within your needless disempowerment and suffering. This divine energy has always been available to you. It knows no limits and empowers you to experience all possibilities within God's kingdom, even those within the earthly realm, which you have been denying yourself with disempowerment and suffering. Through divine energy, the hopelessness and helplessness within your suffering can be removed. As you awaken and open your eyes, the power within your being, earthly and divine, will become known to you. And that was Spirit's voice, and how Spirit's voice can speak to us when we are ready to hear it, when we allow ourselves to come to know our human energy, heal what needs to be healed, and awaken to our human and divine self. You know, to live in suffering truly is a choice we are making, but that choice involves coming to look at ourselves, coming to know who we are, and do the work within ourselves that we need to do to help ourselves live a life of wholeness.
So I heard that this, you know, I just have to sigh. It's really so lovely when you hear the vibration of God. It's so obvious. So I'm in a very peaceful place. I heard disempowerment and suffering, but actually that those are choices, that fear does not need to exist. And as we awaken to life, we awaken to God.
Right.
And I am curious, hearing this and knowing the level of work you both do you work with people on these? Do you have a practice such that folks can come to you with some of these various issues and you help them through to the other side?
Well, I do in my ministry. I work with people and helping them to make that connection with their self, excuse me, with their higher self. And, you know, some of the tools that we use is spiritual healing, sound and color healing, meditation, just raising the awareness within of what's going on within them, what's getting in their way, what's limiting them from seeing who they truly are and being all that they can be.
Mm-hmm. And as I said, I think at our previous show, that this is more, you know, from my vantage point, it's more self-help related. It's just sort of trying to point people toward their truth or to find their truth, to give them a sort of a map, so to speak. And this map that we're talking about involves getting the sense of what this ego energy is about, understanding what ego is and is not, finding their own ego, and then beginning able to make some changes in what they can choose that they can do in their own thoughts and beliefs and understandings that can be connected to not only a better life humanly, but also opening the door to the spiritual energy, the divine energy that's really waiting to make a stronger presence within the confines of their lives.
For those who are resonating with this material and
hearing things that are definitely intriguing and maybe putting into perspective ways of being and behaviors that you have adapted over time. And now you're seeing, oh, it doesn't necessarily have to be like that. We come back with Drs. Linda and Nick Martin. They're going to share a little bit about the damaging that happens in relationships over these roles and how we can end the damage to bring our lower ego into balance. Stay right there. We'll be right back. And if and when you want to email us about the show, go to daretodreamradio@gmail.com. Drop us a line, and we always get back to you. We'll be back soon.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Well, we're back, and we're talking about the lower ego power and how it shows up in our lives and in relationships. And I just want to talk more where your book, The Two Voices Within, goes into so much wonderful detail that makes it very clear. And there are roles like victim, dependent, martyr, and there are also lower ego flexibility energies that you talk about, identified like authoritarian, racist, religious extremist, love elitist, sexist, ethnocentrist, political extremist, or a paranoid person. Powerful. So share a little bit about these roles. How are they creating damage in relationship to others and to ourselves?
Sure. I think that the roles discussion in our last book, Two Voices Within, the purpose is to even help people understand, if we begin to think of ego in a very narrow way and generic way, we won't understand it. We will miss it. And so even with when we talk about lower ego power, we said, but there's different ways that people manifest this lower ego power. Some people become victims. Some people become martyrs. Some people become dependents and masochists. These are different roles. And so in an effort to provide precision as to what this energy could look like and to help people tune in, because it's hard to find it sometimes, and people need lots of examples that they can bounce their head off of to see it. So, for example, people who are victims, their victimhood is really the oxygen that fuels their lower ego power and the need to be mistreated. They actually want to be mistreated by others, and they may even perceive it when it's not really there, because there's almost a safety. Unusual, and again, it seems bizarre, but it's like I'm safe because I'm being mistreated. It's like it's the normalcy. It's typical. They may have been mistreated throughout many parts of their lives, and so it's consistent. It's familiar. It's predictable,
yeah.
And that's what I'm used to, and it's sort of they get locked into that. The martyr, for example, sacrifice. These are people that think that what they need to do in their lives is forego their own needs in favor of others, and they may even feel good about themselves for doing that. But that's really not what, if God wanted anything for us, he doesn't want us to give up our needs. He doesn't want us to honor or recognize or address those. But when people have this energy, they think that sacrifice is a great thing, and they want to stay connected to it because it makes them, in some ways, survive with the idea that I'm putting people ahead of me, and that's a good thing. But it's not a good thing, because we all have needs that need to be respected and honored and met. And so these different roles are just reflections of how that energy, it's diverse. Even though you're using one, I'm using one term here, lower ego power energy, it's still got a diversity to it. And that's what we're trying to do, is give people more of a grasp of the breadth of this energy. Some people are masochists. Some people are conformists. Some people are martyrs and so on. But it's about understanding that energy and how it manifests.
You know, I know that you offer some complimentary material relating to this. And there are, I'm sure, people who are resonating with this and seeing, they feel, oh, I'm living some of those roles that you're discussing here, a little uncomfortable, but awesome to become aware of. Where is the online complimentary material located that you offer?
They can go to our website, egoandspirit.info, and there are meditations on there. If they go to the shop page, they will be in touch with all. We have 6 meditations, and so they're very easy identified. There's the lower ego power meditation, which is what we're talking about here today. So if people are resonating with what we're saying today, you know, if they're finding themselves in that place, then the lower ego power meditation would be one that would assist them. And our meditations are anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes, and all you got to do is listen to it. Sit back, breathe, listen, and just take that energy in, because as we do that, that helps to transform the energy that we are working with.
Boy, does that sound nice. Well, transformation is everything. Yes, what is it, Nick?
I just wanted to add, the website has a lot of different pages on it, the path of consciousness, the different rules we talk about. They give people a little bit of a breakdown of where their power is, flexibility or vulnerabilities, and what rules they might be living in, depending on how intense each of those imbalances might be. But there's a lot of information. There's a Q&A page. There's lots of – we have a blog, and we use our blog, the Ego Spirit and You blog, is really intended to give an application to the real world situation. And we're doing a series right now on the different energies and what they what the voice of spirit and the voice of ego are saying. So there's just lots of, if you want to start, I would say start there. Just see how it resonates and see if it fits as far as taking it further, as far as getting into this student of being an ego, student of your one's ego energy.
And for those who are saying, okay, I know these roles, it's already created some damage. You know, when we were on the ad break, you and I were speaking, and I really loved what you shared, so I'll just reiterate, because I was asking, and I'll ask again, about cleaning up the damage to bring the lower ego more into balance. And you said one of the great things is when somebody can say with awareness what's happening, as opposed to what's typically out there, which is, I know what I'm doing wrong, but I can't change it. Instead, become a student of themselves and take it from their head to their heart. Give us something that we might do on a daily basis to end that damage and bring the lower ego into balance.
I think we can become aware of those different mirrors that we that go on in life. The mirrors are things that we talk about, like change, stress, conflict, and what's going on there. How is that being worked with or not being worked with as a cue as to whether we need to do something different, to do something better, to be able to be more connected to the better version of ourselves and the better version of life that we all deserve and we were meant to experience. So we're pointing out some of the places to look, the cues to get, to begin to see whether there needs to be something better or different.
And I also think, as you said, bringing it from the head to the heart. We have to feel it. We can't just think it or know it. You know, we can have all the information. We can have all the knowledge. But if we aren't ready to feel it and how we can apply it to us, if we aren't ready to open our heart to ourselves, and come to love who we are just as we are, faults and imperfections and everything else. When we can open our heart to this, then we will begin to see the difference. We will begin to heal what needs to be healed and live that life that we were created to live.
Heal what needs to be healed. Well, they're coming back again in 2 months, and we're going to take this conversation further. And again, daretodreamradio@gmail.com. You can send them any questions for Linda and Nick or feedback on the show. We love to hear from you. And you can find them at egoandspirit.info. Thank you both so much again for coming on the show today.
Thank you very much, Debbie, for the opportunity to talk to you and to your audience.
Thank you, Debbie. It was a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Always very illuminating. Love to hear the two voices. I think it makes very distinct what the doctors Linda and Nick Martin are both teaching through their books and through their healing practices. Well, I end today's show with this quote ego, three letters that hold you back from saying things your heart is dying to say, like, I love you, I miss you, and I am sorry. Next week, the guest on Dare to Dream coming back is Angelica Singh. Again, she was featured in Oprah Winfrey's O Magazine, and her business has gone bazookas since, and you'll see why. She's going to be talking about inner authority, empowerment, guilt, shame, feelings, projecting, reward, and punishment. Guess what? She's taking listener calls because she's psychic and she can see your soul and any trauma. So call in to speak with Angelica Singh next week on Inner Authority. Subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if you're ready to become a best-selling author, go to mybestsellerbook.com. Thank you for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can. To forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.